All right, 750 WTIC. Well, we want you to know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, that's where we bring on interesting guests.
Like?
The Republican Senate leader, our friend, Len Fasano. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And if I could start by a quick shout out to the Yale Bulldogs for getting the NCAA.
I have picked them, in it, which is probably the kiss of death for them,
sorry,
to beat LSU today. I have them winning.
I have as well.
Good. Well, great minds think alike, Len.
This is good. This is excellent. So where do you want to start? I was listening to Todd yesterday, Todd Feinberg, and one of the people that was on the panel that were discussing the committee, that were discussing, this whole thing about tolls. And I think, three of them got through committee and now they go on. But nobody's talking about the cost of imposing the tolls. It's not necessarily a free deal, right?
Well, it isn't. But let me tell you what no one's talking about.
What?
And what Lamont doesn't want to talk about.
What?
And I don't think the Democrats who voted know about this, is that there's a memo by the Department of Transportation that says Governor Lamont's budget hurts transportation for the next to at least 2023, if not 2025. No new projects. So let me say that again. No new infrastructure can be built under this budget and toll plan, because no money comes in for new projects until the tolls go to work. The tolls cannot, best case scenario, fast track. The earliest the tolls can get started is 2024 and 2025. Wow. So for the next 6 years, no new construction can begin in Connecticut. Great. How is that moving Connecticut forward? DOT said that.
Let me ask you a question. How come that hasn't been made more of publicly?
Well, let me ask you a question. How come it took me almost 2 weeks to get a copy of that memo?
Okay.
Because
I think you just answered my question.
Yeah, that kind of settles it.
Answered my question. Well, that's. Exactly. Do you think that'll change?
People to know, because that goes against their narrative.
Do you
this
think
toll is just another tax monster?
Do you think when this comes out, though, Len, it'll flip people as far as tolls are concerned?
If I could get it out, I only got a very small megaphone, and to get this memo out, and I'll make sure you guys get the memo so
perfect.
You can talk about it more.
Okay.
And when you read it, you'll see that what the memo says is that we have part of our Republican prioritized progress in this year's budget, and that's $250 million.
Okay.
And what the memo says is, gee, if you get rid of that, which is what Lamont wants to do in his budget, mm-hmm. you're going to crucify our ability to build. And then it says that further, if we're not going to get any money, more money till 2023, we are stalled till 2023. Now DOT has said, we really can't get the tolls in to best case scenario, as they said to me, the most aggressive scheduling you could think of is 2024.
Okay.
Most experts say 2025 to 2027.
Okay.
That's when we can have money.
Len
Fasano, so if someone wants to move Connecticut forward, we can't do it with their plan.
He's the Republican president pro tem of the Senate. One thing that you sent me, and this caught my eye because I've heard nothing about this either, and that is, of course, what would it be, like a carbon tax? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, there's another bill that's coming out of committee, which I understand they may, as a result of people writing in, almost 3,000 people wrote in and said don't do it, was a carbon tax, which would have taxed home heating oil, electricity, and gasoline. So we get tolls and a gasoline tax on top of it. I mean, they're just killing this state, absolutely killing this state. This state is finally, by the bipartisan budget, getting a surplus, getting its act together. And the way the voters voted, and I do blame them, I got to be honest with you, they switched that majority back to giving them a significant majority in the House and the Senate. And now we're going back to the days of 8 years ago where Connecticut was in trouble. And that's where we're reverting to. And it's shameful. And it's very, very frustrating. This is becoming a state that people are going to flee from in droves as they have. It kind of stopped. But now it's going back. We got a high bond rating. Lamont can say he did it. The bottom line is, because we've had back-to-back surpluses, we have a spending cap, a bonding cap, a volatility cap. We've got control over our budgets, and it's all in the bonding agreements, and people have faith in the state again. And now they are going back to their old ways. They're going to put Connecticut back to the way it was 8, 7 years ago.
What have you seen in the budget proposal, Len, that you think is palatable, that's something that could work?
You know, I have to go back. There are some things I thought Governor Lamont had right. But let's be clear. His budget is completely out of balance now. He's just not telling anybody. And what I mean by that, somebody should ask him, did you make a deal with the unions regarding the cost of living increase for retired state employees? And he's going to say no. Well, that puts his budget $300 million out of whack right there. He hasn't told anybody. He said he was going to bring them to the table. He was going to have a conversation. That hasn't, and that won't take place. So before anybody does a budget, he should do a real budget. And I haven't seen that yet. So his budget is probably with that and the fact that the Special Transportation Fund now is also out of whack. His budget is not even in balance. It doesn't even fit the constitutional requirement of what the executive branch is supposed to do as it sits now. And I see no effort by this governor to correct it.
One thing that you brought up in the, which I think is once again, we're talking numbers. And that is, of course, that you sent the email, you sent out the report on the home heating oil tax. But it's not just that. But you were saying that, for example, it'd be 14 cents a gallon if that tax was passed on. And for a fill-up of 150, that's 20 bucks more. You know, for some people, that's a lot of money.
So think about if they wanted that way. They'd be 20 bucks more in the gasoline, plus whatever eventually on the tolls, plus your home heating oil is going to go up, plus your electricity is going to go up, plus with the aggressive Democrat way of changing the minimum wage, that's going to cost us all money. Plus, we're going to increase the sales tax by broadening it, so that's going to cost us more money. The guy has no cuts in his budget. All these tax increases, what are we doing? What are we doing? We have to lose more people before they wake up again? I don't understand what direction we're going. We are going in probably the worst. This is an economic disaster plan for the state of Connecticut, pure and simple.
Well, all right. We'll ask you to keep us appraised of all of these developments. I just sent you an email so you can get in touch with me on this the memo that you found. Len, always a pleasure. Go Bulldogs. Thank you.
All right, got it.